During the 2018 legislative session, lawmakers passed a hard-fought tax increase to help fund teacher raises. Despite this, many teachers wanted more money for their classrooms. When legislators refused to do more, many educators turned their efforts to unseating political incumbents they saw as anti-public education, and particularly legislators who voted against the tax package. This strategy is working in many parts of the state, but not everywhere. State Impact's Emily Wendler has the story.
Nearly 100 educators decided to run for office this year, and many of them are not shy about their support for the state's largest tax increase in recent history. Their progressive message is something even some conservative Oklahomans are getting behind. So far, two incumbents that voted against this year's tax package lost their primary race, and another six are in runoffs. But in House District 65, which covers three southwestern counties and stretches down to the Texas border, Republican Representative Scooter Park, who voted yes on the $450 million tax package, lost in the primary. And he lost to a teacher who criticized him for voting to raise taxes.
At the time, I don't know that I could have voted on that with all of the information that we were faced with.
That's Tony Hassenbeck, the teacher that beat incumbent Scooter Park.
I couldn't find enough information about what are we going to do with these tax dollars.
Hassenbeck says she's not anti-taxes, but on Facebook and in campaign mailers, she criticized Park heavily for voting to raise taxes and says lawmakers didn't need to do that to give teachers a raise.
According to reports, there was money to pay the teacher pay raise before the walkout started.
It's unclear which reports Hassenbeck is referring to. Most legislators voted for the tax increases, and many said it was the only practical way to fund the teacher pay raises. Representative Park says it was the right thing to do.
We were in 4 years of very huge, budget deficits. So we were having to do everything that we could legislatively to try to make the budget balance.
He says Hassenbeck's stance confuses him.
Whenever she is criticizing me for raising taxes, with her being a teacher herself, is she saying that she would have voted against her own colleagues?
Hassenbeck says she thinks teachers needed a raise, but instead of hiking taxes to pay for it, lawmakers just need to prioritize funding for education over other agencies. Amber England is the former director of Stand for Children Oklahoma, which spent $85,000 on a vote for Tony Hassenbeck commercial in 2014 when she first ran for office as a Democrat. At the time, England's organization was working to elect pro-public education candidates, and she thought Hassenbeck fit the bill. But now, England's not so sure.
I think it's ironic because if you're an educator specifically, you have seen firsthand the impact of years of underinvestment in this state. And you should understand that it's going to take investment, i.e. a tax increase, to be able to fund public schools to the level that we need to.
Unlike many other teachers running for office, Hassenbeck's campaign seems designed to appeal to two different sides. She touts the fact that she's an educator on her website, marched in a local parade behind a banner emblazoned with a teacher's apple, and she was endorsed by an influential Facebook group of parents and educators that championed tax increases. But Hassenbeck's criticism of tax increases is clearly enticing voters in the southwestern Oklahoma district. At a small barbershop on the main strip in Elgin, Larry Holcomb was getting his hair cut. He said he voted for Hassenbeck because she had a backbone.
I like the fact that Tony didn't necessarily go along with all the teachers and just say, hey, I'm going to get y'all all the money you need.
Barber Kevin Ambrose thinks Park, the Republican incumbent, lost the primary because he angered voters by raising taxes after signing a pledge saying he wouldn't. The mayor of Elgin, Larry Toma, thinks Park was just unlucky.
It would be a tough year if you had an educator running against you.
Amber England, the former pro-teacher political organizer, is now a consultant, and she says there's truth to that.
If you're an educator on a ballot going up against a non-educator, you're going into the race with a 15-point advantage.
Hassenbeck now faces Brandon Thompson in November's general election. Thompson is a Democrat whose mother was a teacher for 45 years. He says he supports increased funding for schools and the tax increase. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on education, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.